This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister confident bauxite industry will survive potential Noranda closure. Bustamante Hospital for Children to open cardiac center in April, and Jamaica Fire Brigade expands emergency medical services. The news in detail after the break.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
I'm compelled to foster a child because there are so many children out there who really need love. Because over the years, I've had quite a few. I'm appealing to mothers and fathers, share your home, share your heart with children out there who are in need.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week, February 7 to 13. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says he's confident the bauxite industry will survive in the event that Noranda Bauxite Limited closes down operations in Jamaica. Dr. Phillips says there are contingencies within the government's bauxite mining agreement which allow for the country to enlist other mining companies to extract its bauxite if Noranda were to close.
There are many people interested in Jamaica's assets. The rights available to the government of Jamaica would allow mining to continue and for the workers to be employed and for the bauxite to be sold and for a return and return to the 500 workers that are employed there.
The finance minister was speaking in the House of Representatives recently. A multifunctional cardiac center will be opened at the Bustamante Hospital for Children in Kingston this April. Health Minister Horace Daly, who made the announcement at the St. Joseph's Hospital in Kingston recently, says the center will save the lives of many children.
We are developing a cardiac center at the Bustamante Children's Hospital to do cardiac operations on our children who are dying because we don't have enough space, we don't have enough ICU beds, we don't have enough facility to carry out these operations on these angels who would have survived normally if they had access to good cardiac care.
Minister Daly says Chairman of the National Health Fund, Sterling Suarez, will head the team to carry out the work necessary for the official opening. Upon completion, the multi-million dollar facility will be the first of its kind in the region. The cardiac center is designed to offer full surgical and aftercare service with a 10-bed intensive care unit, operating theater and catheter lab. It will also offer specialized training for surgeons, nurses and other pediatric cardiac personnel as well as research facilities. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has expanded its emergency medical services, EMS, to offer a range of first responder programs at the station level. Chairman of the JFB Board of Directors, Jalil Dabdoub, made the announcement at the recent handing over of three new fire trucks at the York Park Fire Station in Kingston. Mr. Dabdoub says the expansion of the EMS is part of the brigade's continued drive to modernize the services offered to the public. The JFB are first responders for road traffic accidents, life-threatening trauma, cardiovascular and obstetric emergencies, acute respiratory distress, and other life-threatening medical conditions within the scope of emergency medical technicians. And Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, is encouraging schools with adequate resources to make insect repellents available for students to assist with the government's drive to combat the spread of the Zika virus, ZIC-V. Reverend Thwaites says repellents have already been distributed by the regional offices, with others still available for distribution.
We're inviting schools that have the resources or can get them to make available to the various classes and to the school nurses and sick bays so that anywhere, anytime there is an infestation of mosquitoes, there's something that can be done within the school.
Minister Thwaites is also urging school administrators to adhere to the necessary guidelines for the prevention and management of the Zika virus in educational institutions. Schools are encouraged to remove or clean up possible breeding sites once per week and ensure that stored water is properly covered. The government has been ramping up its ZIC-V response measures through drain and gully cleaning, training, mobilization of health information officers, distribution of nets to cover water drums, and public education through town hall meetings, distribution of flyers and wayside announcements. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.